Saturday, January 8th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lauren Schoen, and today is Saturday, January 8th, 2011. You know what that means, right? It's Vitler Jaj, or Proverb Day. We've been building up to it all week, so let's not delay any longer. Here's today's proverb. Dujlij Yevok, which of course means, trust your instincts. Let's break this down. Remember that Klingon sentences take the form of object, verb, subject. So when looking at the sentence, the first thing you want to ask yourself is, what's the object? The answer is Duj, which can mean ship, but in this case means instincts. And whose instincts are you supposed to trust? Why, yours, of course. So the object of the sentence is Dujlij, your instincts. Next, we look for the verb, and we don't have to look very far. What are we doing in the sentence? We're trusting. The verb is Vok, or trust. And the prefix Ye on that verb tells us the person and number of the subject and object of the verb. Ye indicates that the object is singular and third person, which means we could put in a pronoun like he, she, or it. In this case, we don't need a pronoun because we have an actual noun, which is to say, your instincts. That may seem inconsistent at first glance because the word instincts in English looks like it's plural. So it might make more sense to think of them as the collection of your instincts. Ye also tells us that the subject is singular and second person, or you, and that it's an imperative. You are being told to do something. Specifically, you're being told to trust. Yevok. And what are you being told to trust? Your instincts. Dujlij. Altogether, that's Dujlij Yevok. So, a simple two-word sentence. One noun, one verb. One noun suffix, one verb prefix. Not too shabby. But think about what you can do now. Let's swap out one of the words in this sentence with another one you already know. How about jabwit, waiter? That's a noun, so we'll use it to replace the noun in our proverb. How would you say, trust your waiter? Think about it for a moment. If you said jabwit lit yevok, you're right. Now let's swap out the verb. Instead of the command to trust your waiter, what if you were told to kill your waiter? What would that be? Again, think about it. If you said, Jabwit lit yechoch, you'd be right. And your waiter would soon be dead. And if you wanted to say, serve your waiter, that would be, Jabwit lit yejab. That's your bonus word for today, by the way. Job, from which we get jabwe, means serve food. And yes, job is a verb. What you should be seeing here is that once you understand the pieces that make up a simple Klingon sentence, any new vocabulary expands your command of the language. And believe me, I'm going to be giving you more vocabulary. If you continue in this manner, you can expect to quickly become comfortable speaking Klingon, because you'll have mastered the individual pieces of the language. And that's really the lesson to take away today. Languages aren't difficult, but they are complex. The thing to remember is that complexity breaks down into lots of little pieces, most of which are quite simple. Just like the components that made up today's proverb. Think about that and come back tomorrow for more components. And remember, Kotme Poshmo Chol. Language opens worlds.